I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And the choice I hope you make is to stick with us as often as possible. It's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. I am in the shadows of SunTrust Park here in Atlanta, where the Atlanta Braves are rampaging through the National League East. Do me a favor. Anthony Pierno, our fine producer, has Gabe Kapler been fired yet? Could you keep an eye on this? Could you have Peter Schwartz keep an eye out for this? Has Gabe Kapler been shown the door yet?
We're on watch.
Gosh, he's terrible. Phillies are 5.5 behind the Braves. I went on vacation Thursday, June the 6th. So just do the math, folks. It was 17 days ago. I left for vacation. When I left, doing a radio show in Atlanta from 680 The Fan, which is our home station here for the John Kincaid Show. That day, the Phillies were 2 games up on the Braves. They wake up today, 17 days later, 5.5 games out. 5.5 games out. An absolute epic collapse. Oh, by the way, that's what Gabe Kapler and his team did last year, too. An absolute epic collapse. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. A team that doesn't field the baseball well, a team that doesn't run the bases hard, a manager that doesn't hold players accountable. I'm telling you, if Gabe Kapler, he wakes up in the morning and someone asks him, how you doing, Gabe? And he walks over and then he looks at a spreadsheet and figures out, what does the analytics tell him? Am I having a good day or not? Let me check the analytics. I always say that from the looks of things, and I've watched the man manage for 1.5 years, Gabe Kapler couldn't ad-lib breaking wind after a baked bean dinner. It would have to be scheduled. All right. There's a fan base that I ask you to just pump the brakes on. And I know you've been waiting, and I know you've wanted great things. And for our friends in New Orleans, Zion's coming to town. Zion Williamson's coming to town. And you have a chance to be able to build around him. Now, what they got in the Anthony Davis deal is one of the things. I'm glad to have Shep NBA with us, by the way, because David Shepard helping to run the show today and making sure all the buttons are pushed and that you're hearing us all over the country. You follow him on Twitter, at Shep NBA. The deal that New Orleans got for Anthony Davis, Shep, you give that a thumbs up, thumbs down? The return they got, the Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball. How do you think it all fits?
Well, you know, JK, I gotta side with the Pelicans here.
I love what I see out of it.
Your future, if you're LA, and you know, with Anthony Davis, you're getting a guy who is injury ridden. Now, Unlike the Lakers with Ball and Ingram, who have been injured too. You are getting high draft picks this season. So the Lakers are getting one player, and they're putting all their marbles into AD. But JK, I got a problem with that specifically because he's only won 5 playoff games in the span of 7 years. And JK, he's played with some talented guys, so I don't want to hear the excuse that he hasn't had the talent around him, because you know what? Kawhi Leonard didn't have that much talent around him this year either.
Now, Drew Holiday, they've literally told everybody it's his team.
Right.
By the way, I love that. I love the fact that they're not just going to heap the pressure on Zion to start.
Right.
But right now, can you explain to me this? Drew Holiday's game, and then you've got a guy like Lonzo Ball. How do they coexist? How do they fit on the same roster?
So the thing about it, JK, is Drew Holiday is a lockdown defender. He's first team once,
no question.
Second team once. Lonzo Ball is one of the best defenders in this league. So because of that, Lonzo Ball is going to be able to get out in transition, and Drew Holiday can finish, he can facilitate, and Lonzo Ball is as selfless as it gets. Remember, JK, this guy put up 10-7-7 in his rookie year. And I don't have the statistic on me, but I know LeBron James did that, and I think the only other rookie to do that is Magic Johnson. So Drew Holiday Holiday, for a long time, has been selfless. And Lonzo Ball, I think, is one of the most selfless players we've ever seen. If anything, JK, the Lakers were urging him to shoot more, and he just acquiesced to being a facilitator. And Drew Holiday is a finisher. So from a point guard, shooting guard perspective, you can't ask for a better combination.
I've heard people trying to tell me that the Pelicans are a playoff team in the West. And that's where I'm asking them to absolutely pump the brakes. Now, I can't look. I'm excited about the Pelicans' future. I really am. And I just hope that everybody is, you know, keeping an open eye on here. I'm looking at it and saying the Pelicans roster pales in comparison to Denver, Portland, Houston, Utah, Oklahoma City, and I believe the Clippers. So I've rattled off six. They may be behind the Lakers just because of experience, but I don't believe the whole roster necessarily is until I see what the Lakers do as a complete product. You see the Pelicans making a playoff push next year? This year, it took 48 wins
to be
an eight seed.
Right.
I don't see 48 wins on that Pelicans roster, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
Right.
For their future. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, well, JK, I mean, first of all, there's a misnomer and a myth that coaching doesn't matter in the NBA. I think Elvin Gentry is a hell of a coach. So I think you got five wins in and of itself right there.
Okay.
I also think the question with the NBA, especially the Pelicans, is what happens with Julius Randle? Because Julius Randle is a game changer. This guy has gotten so good, and he is so consistent in rebounds and points, that if he stays with that team, JK, you have a top 25 player. So they're definitely making the playoffs, in my opinion. But JK, let me go back to the Lakers point you were making for a second. If you are the Lakers, and you only have $24 million to $28 million in cap space, who are they going to get?
I don't know who they're getting. And I don't know who wants to go and be third banana.
Right.
Like,
right.
Who wants to go and be behind the hype train of Anthony Davis and then be bossed around?
What do you mean what's the hype train behind Anthony Davis? He's a top five player. What is this?
What are you talking about?
Okay, wait a minute.
Anthony Davis is a top five basketball player.
What are you talking about?
You're out of your mind.
What are you talking about?
You're out of your mind. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't watch basketball.
He's a top five.
Yes, he is. Yes, he absolutely is a top five basketball player.
Let me deal with Anthony.
All right, yeah, deal with me. No. I'm going to tell you. No. LeBron, Durant, Kawhi, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis. Those are your top five basketball
players. You just mentioned Anthony Davis.
Yes,
In the same sentence.
Yes.
As LeBron James.
Yeah. Have you not watched Anthony Davis?
I have watched him.
I know he didn't play last year because he was hurt, but if you ever seen Anthony.
No.
What do you mean? No.
He was hurt.
Was he or was he not? I don't know. You tell me.
You believe in the second half of the season he was hurt? Or did he quit on his team? Did he become a total...
That's a whole other story. Is the guy talented? Is he a top five talent?
Wait a minute. Is he
potential? We're talking about his basketball talent on the court.
Is he potentially a top five talent? Sure. You just mentioned Anthony Davis, who doesn't have a jack line on his resume, to Steph Curry...
Okay, so from
LeBron James,
yeah.
Kawhi Leonard,
yeah, I know.
Kevin Durant,
yep.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
You didn't
so
even
from
mention
our good,
James
yeah,
Harden.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you
so
didn't
from,
mention James
right, yeah.
Harden.
So from our good friend Tommy Beer, over the last three seasons, Anthony Davis, more points than Steph Curry or Kevin Durant, more rebounds than Jokic or Embiid, more steals than LeBron or Klay Thompson, more blocks than Andre Drummond and Giannis, higher free throw percentage than Bradley Beal. Yeah, I know.
This is what I like, because you see, here's Anthony. Anthony obviously believes this is... Here's something, Anthony, you don't realize it. They're not playing fantasy basketball.
Thank you.
We're not playing right now.
Basketball.
This isn't a fantasy basketball thing where you're trying to compile stats. You know where you can compile stats? When you're on crappy teams that you didn't lead to anything.
Thank you.
When you're on a good team and you've got
Okay. Now he's been on crappy teams when you were just saying
you don't want
to hear the argument that he's had nobody around him with his lack of playoff wins, which is another
a
stupid take
he
on
has
your
not
part.
Had,
he's only had, what, five playoff wins?
Anthony, relax.
It's so stupid.
No, it's not so stupid. It's not so stupid.
Yes, it is.
You are anointing someone before they've done anything. You're anointing a guy on stats. You're anointing a player based on stats.
Yes.
You're telling me stats. Guess what? There are a lot of guys who can compile stats. James Harden. You put James Harden behind Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
You put him behind him. You're going, there's great things about being on mediocre teams. Mediocre teams.
What has Harden accomplished?
What do you mean, what has Harden accomplished? Harden's played meaningful games. Anthony Davis has played in one meaningful series in his life. In his life. And who does he elevate?
Is it about championships? No.
Wait a minute. I am not holding it against James Harden that he doesn't have a championship. He's that Chris Paul can't find himself available to play at any kind of level. So please give me a break. What I'm going to say to you is, who does he elevate? Who are the players that Anthony Davis has made better? Because you know what I do know? Steph Curry makes everybody better that's on the court with him. He makes everybody better. I want to know who Anthony Davis is making better. At this point, if you tell me he's a top 10 player, I'm going to give you that he's a top 10 player. If he is a top 10 talent, a top 5 talent, you're anointing someone that doesn't have that resume. And I think you are going to be the danger to his career, to his success, and otherwise. It's going to be you, Anthony Pierono, that I'm going to blame. Because people are going to expect him to come on out, step into L.A. By the way, he couldn't handle scrutiny in New Orleans. What's he going to do when he has 17 microphones in his face every day? Is he going to do the I can't play routine? Is he going to do the, you know, I'm not feeling my best, so I can't go tonight routine? When guys have pressure on them and high expectations, we're going to find out a little bit more about Anthony Davis.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.